discussing the various makaros of the concept of mitoch, and the last thing you mentioned was a chiddush that you find in Bnei Yeshua and Daf Chaf Gimel and Aleph, and in Shita Mekubetzes, the Ramasto, the Zalosh and Shita Yeshana, that it's not based on an independent makar, but it's an expansion of the very heter of Ochel Nefesh itself. Why exactly is Melechus Ochel Nefesh allowed onion? And if indeed the answer is that it is hutra, you know what hutra means? That the heter extends even if something is not necessarily letzorech. The chuya means that, you know what, you need a mitzvah to be matir, and the heter only extends as far as what was necessitated by the mitzvah. Mashenkin, if something is considered to be that which is hutra. So Shita Gubetzes is lefurish. That, you know what, if something is considered to be melechus self nefesh, and therefore the Torah tells us tzorech achila, that is the simana ba'alma, that these yisurim are present on yantif, and these other yisurim indeed are not. And therefore, an expansion of hutra means that it is mutter, even shalol tzorech. And that is the chiddush that the Ravid spells out in his Pirush and Maseches Tamid. If you look, hopefully you had a chance to see that, and up, Lamed Aleph from Abayis, right in Maseches Tamid, at the bottom, the Pirush, the Ravid writes the following. That, you know, when it comes, for example, to kilayim and tzitzis, we know that certainly it's true that tzitzis is dochid isra of shatnes of kilayim, but a fundamental machlokus is that hutra, is that considered to be dechuya? Again, if you were to wake someone up at night and say, is it hutra dechuya? They would respond, yivamos daftala, that's the source of esed ocholos. So obviously it's dechuya. That's a very great chiddush to say that it's the source of esed ocholos, and yet it's something which indeed is hutra, but that is the shita of Rabbi Natan. What exactly does it mean, hutra versus dechuya? So a chiddush. No, Rabbi Natan writes that, you know what, the chefza is not considered to be included in isra of shatnes, even shalo b'shas mitzvasa. And Rabbi Natan gives three examples of that. One is balayla, one is nashim, and one is shu'ula. Those are three examples where, you know what, it's balayla. There's no kiyum mitzvah tzitzis balayla. But this configuration, this is exempt from. Ooh, like we saw, Rambam and Ravid, Perikir Halacha Lamed Beis, Vilchus Kalaim, Big Day Kohuna, where the Rambam writes, what do you mean? The Kohen is only allowed to wear Big Day Kohuna B'Shas Avoda? And the Ravid says, that's not true. Big Day Kohuna are excluded from this Rosh Shatnez, and that would be true even if the Kohen or Kohen Gadol is wearing a Shalom B'Shas Avoda. One could argue, maybe it's more mistaber to say that when it comes to Big Day Kohuna than it is when it comes to Tzitzis. Because Big Day Kohuna, by essence, by definition, must entail an Isra of Shatnez. You cannot have Big Day Kohuna without Tzitzis. Tzitzis depends. We're fulfilling a mitzvah Tzitzis. We're not violating an Isra of Shatnez. It depends on the construct. It depends on the configuration. It's true, if you have a linen garment and you're affixing Tcheles, and Tcheles is wool, guess right, now you have a clash. But you don't necessarily have a clash by definition, by essence. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Natan. Even Kalayim, when it comes to Tzitzis, is considered to be that which is hutra. When something is hutra, here the Ravid is clear. We can apply a principle of hol v'shtori ishtori. And hol v'shtori ishtori means that, you know, it's mutar b'shas mitzvasa, and therefore the heter can extend even balayla, and even nashim, and even shu'ula, where that is not the case. You know, layla is an extreme example. There's no kiyum whatsoever. Women, right, that, there's no chiyuv. But there is a kiyum of inum et suviosa. Okay, but even that, Rabbi Natan says, is it so obvious that inum et suviosa can go ahead and violate what would be an iser? And it's dechias isurim. And shu'ul, if it's ksuscha, then you're chayiv, otherwise indeed you are not. So a chiddush that you're allowed to go ahead and to don that particular bag. And the contrast, the Ravid writes, is regular cases of Esed ochel osase. In a case of typical esed ochel osase, where, after all, that it is the essay that is docha the lav, if you don't have an essay, how can you argue that the lav is suspended? A typical esed ochel osase, right, obviously requires be'idna, what we saw, and it requires the mitzvah. Without the mitzvah, you're not going to have any possible dechia. When it comes to typical dechia, we don't assume the concept of hol v'shtori ishtori, and that's the chiddush Rabbi Natan, that in klayim and tzitzis, wow, then that's hutra, and hol v'shtori ishtori. And where do you see this? Ooh, the Ravid writes on the next amud, lamed beis, lamed aleph, you know where you see this? Ooh, from Yefas Torah. Because after all, the sugya kedushin, daf chaf, aleph, Kohen Mahu Biyafas Torah. We discussed this in the Chumash. No? Kohen Mahu Biyafas Torah. When I argue that the Parashi Biyafas Torah applies when it comes to a Kohen, so Rav says yes, and Shmuel says no. What exactly is the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel? Oh, the Gemara has two lashonos. This Shnekam. Everyone agrees that Birishona, that allowance is even true when it comes to a Kohen. The question is, Biyashniya. Let's assume Poshub Shat like Tosus. You know what? Birishona applies before Gevurah. But Yikamel Hava, whatever happens afterwards, is only Lachar Gevurah. Only Lachar Gevurah. So Birishona is going to apply for a Kohen, for a Levi Yisrael. But you know what the difficulty is? All of a sudden now, she has to undergo the entire process the Torah describes in Parshas Kiseitzeh. Part of that is Geirus. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Geiris. So how in the world would we allow Yifas Torah to be married to a Kohen? She's a Geiris. Einachinami. Shmuel says that it's Aser. And Rav comes up with this great Kiddush of Ho Bishtari Yishtari. Rav says, look, we would never allow Yifas Torah. Yifas Torah is something that is Aser. No? What is the heter? Lo dibra Torah el keneged yetzahara. Okay, so you know what? There's a matir. If there's a matir, you can apply the concept of hov ishtri ishtri. So that's the finish of Rav Shita. The model of hov ishtri ishtri is yifas Torah. Is yifas Torah. Oh, you know what the Ravid writes? Is yifas Torah a mitzvah? Is yifas Torah a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, no. Lo dibra Torah keneged yetzahara. It's an accommodation. So you cannot argue that the kiyum mitzvah is doche, the mitzvah is doche in Yifas Torah. Yifas Torah is not a mitzvah at all. So you know what you see? It's not an esse doche lo saseh, that the mitzvah is doche. Oh, so if that's the case, it's not that the mitzvah is doche. It's not the mitzvah is doche. But you're going to say, you know what? Okay, b'chi ha'gavna, there is no iser. B'chi ha'gavna, there is no iser. Oh, now I can apply hov ishtari ishtari. If the mitzvah is the matir, how can you say the heter applies when there is no mitzvah? But if you're arguing that no, that's not true, oh, now I can use the principle of hov ishtari ishtari. Wow, that's an important chiddush. That's what the Ravid spells out. And this is the Rashba in the Sugin Kedushin Av Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Rashba writes the following. Let me give you a few cases the Rashba writes. Yibum. Doesn't Yibum involve an Isser of Eshesach? Of course. No? Yibum is only B'malkom Eshesach. And I would have said that, you know, without Yibum, this would be Mamish Gilei Arayos, with the Chiyuv Kares, with the Vlad being a Mamzeh. The answer is no. The Parsha of Yibum. Is there any Havamina that Yibum would only be Matir, Yavamo Yavaleha? And we're done? That's it. In other words, you know what the mitzvah of Yibum is? Amai Sabiyah. Tosus writes, we'll see, it's Hashem, Yom Mustafchav, Tchilas Biyah, and then get divorced. No. The pasuk says lekach leishta. What that means? Nasis ki isha lechadavar. Yibum, and they live happily ever after. What do you mean live happily ever after? How does that? Obviously, yibum is not just matir the maisa yibum, but even above and beyond. Okay. Then the Rashba writes the fine. But let me give you a more complicated case. A kohen dies, and he doesn't have any children, and the brother is a kohen gadol. If the Yavam is a Kohen Gadol, how does that affect? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. The brother was married and the brother died. What stage of Ishus did they have? If they were married, full Ishus, you know, wait. That means that she's an Amana and she's a Ba'ula. Amana is a lav. Ba'ula is an essay. Kohen Gadol, b'suli yikach. That would be a lav and an essay. So you know what? We're not going to allow Yibum because Ein Ese Dochalosa Save Ese. Good. Let's assume all they had was Eversin. And now the brother died. Okay, so she's still an Amana, but she's a Basula. So all there is Allah. So the Gemara says, ooh, in that case, let the mitzvah of Yibum, the Ese, be Dochalosa Save Amana, the Kohen Gadol. It's just Allah. It's not Allah and an Ese. So the Gemara says something incredible. The Gemara says, that's true. That's true, midaraisa. Esed ochalosa say. But you know what that would require? That would require that esed ochalosa say, do that which is necessary for Yibum, and now you no longer have mitzvah say, so now it's asa. Now it's us. You know what that would mean? The only thing we would allow is that which is necessary for Yibum. What's necessary for Yibum? A single Maisabiyah. And Tosus even writes, no, Tchilas Biyah. Tchilas Biyah. Tosus Yivam Eschaptim Abeis. Tchilas Biyah. So you know what the Din D'Oraisa would mean? Yivam Yavaleh, and I'll get divorced. And I'll get divorced. So the Chachamim declared, we're not going to allow that. Just do Chalitza. Gazru, be Rishona, Atu be Yishon. Oh, so the Rashba's bothered. What happened to this whole principle of Hol V'Yishter V'Yishter? No? If once there's Yibum, the Yisra of Eishas Ach is Gilar Ayas. So a lav of Almana, it's not going to be Mafkiya. Something which can push aside in Yisra Kares, can push aside in Yisra Lav, why would you assume that's true? Oh, so the Rashba writes, magnificent. No, because Yibum and Eishas Ach, Yibum and Eishas Ach is Hutra. It's Hutra. When something is Hutra, you can apply the principle of Hol V'Yishter V'Yishter. If something, however, is only d'chuya, there's no Hol V'Yishter V'Yishter. The heter is a limited one. The mitzvah is matir. Without a mitzvah, or once you go beyond the scope of the mitzvah, in such a case, you're done. And therefore, there's a world of difference between Yibum, that involves a case of Eishasach, and Yibum that is dealing with the situs, so that by definition, Yibum is not d'chuya. Yibum is doche amon al kohen gadol based on the klal of esed ocholos hasei. Yibum is doche shasach by the essence of what Yibum in fact is. What Yibum is, wow. That's something which is kutra, and there we're going to say ho v'yishter v'yishter. And when it comes to the case of chavei lavim, the Rashba writes, I'll give another case, that mishach sobomus. Let's assume pikoach nefesh. Are you really going to argue? Once I'm doing something for Pekuach Nefesh, do something which is mamish shalol l'tzara klal. Shalol l'tzara klal. No. Pekuach Nefesh is doche Shabbos. The Rashba writes, that's duchuya. There's no hol v'yishter v'yishter when it comes to Pekuach Nefesh. Wow, that's an important hagdara. So therefore, that's the yisod of hol v'yishter v'yishter. It applies in cases of hutra. It doesn't apply in cases that you find of Dukhuya. Yifas Toar is fascinating, and maybe that's the basis of my focus, Rav and Shmuel. Because if I ask you in terms of like the Hutra Dukhuya, you're not going to say the mitzvah is matir. The Rav writes, there is no mitzvah Yifas Toar. It's an accommodation. Yeah, on the other hand, Aman of the Kohen Gadol is like, one out of 1,000, one out of 10,000, no? Yifas Toar and the Issa that Yifas Toar is Matir, that sounds like big day kuna. That's true by definition, no? Yifas Toar involves whatever that Issa is, no? Kanoin Boginbo. Whatever that Issa is, that's what it involves. No, by definition, by essence. That's a fascinating machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. On the one hand, the heter is absolute. On the other hand, heter is not a mitzvah. Heter is an unfortunate accommodation. Would I say a whole history, history, would I not? But that Hagdara of the Rashba, Hagdara of the Ravid is magnificent. That you know what? That's the difference between Hutra and Dukhuya. Hov Yishter Yishter. Now I'll tell you something in the other extreme. When we discussed Hutra, we pointed out that you know what? There are really three levels, no? There's Hutra and Dukhuya. But in cases of Hutra and Dukhuya, Tzitzis, is Doche Shabbos, is that Hutra Dukhuya? Okay, but there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Tzitzis. There's a step beyond Hutra. A step beyond Hutra. You know a step beyond Hutra? A person is taking a walk on Shabbos. You know? I go to them. What right do you have to take a walk on Shabbos? You know? He's not going to tell me Hutra. He's not going to tell me Dukhuya. He's going to say, wait, what's the problem? What is the Issa that you're troubled by? Sometimes one could argue that whatever this is, it was beyond the scope of this Issa entirely. Even Hutra implies that there's a Matir. A matir means that, there was a presupposed iser. Sometimes you can have, that's what the Ramban writes, a davar yotze min haklal. A davar yotze min haklal. Something that's never included in. Never included. Maybe that could be true of Yibum. Maybe one could argue, Yibum neishasach. But makom zika, there's no iser of eishasach. There's no iser of eishasach at all. Wow. Maybe it's even beyond typical hutra. I'll give you an example. Oh, that's Rashi Shita, Brachos and Dachav. when it comes to the fact that a Kohen is mitame lekrovim. Why exactly is that true? Why is a Kohen mitame lekrovim? Why is a Kohen mitame the meis mitzvah? You know what Rashi says? Because kishenemra, when the Torah formulated the beginning of Parshas Emor, the mitzvah of tumas konim lenefesh lo yitama b'amav, there was a built-in exclusion. Ki im l'shero karavila lo yitama. This is this, sir, but this, sir, doesn't apply here. That doesn't sound like Dechulia. It doesn't even sound like Kutra. The Isser is that a Kohen cannot casually be Metami Lemes, but if it's being done B'makom Krovim, that was never included in Isser. Wow, that's Rashi's Kiddush. Because if you're going to argue differently, that really this is included in Isser, but for the sake of Kvod Habrios, Kvur or Avelos, Amalati Metame Lekrovim, that's not true. Because Kvod Habrios cannot be Dochi Ser Daraisa Bekum Esei. That's exactly Rashi. It can't work B'Torah Techiyah. Because the Doche would be Kvod Habrios. Kvod Habrios is not powerful enough to overrule Dinim Daraisa Bekum Esei. If a person, that's very Sugya Brachas Yates, is standing in Rishus HaRabim, and all he's wearing is a bathrobe of shatnez, he's obligated to remove it. He'll say Kvod HaBrios, but you cannot violate shatnez b'kum v'esei ayadei levisha, even if what's at stake is Kvod HaBrios. So Rashi writes, you can't argue that Mishum Kvod HaBrios, it's dochid isra tumas konim. You have to assume that there is no isra tumas konim. You know what? That's a step beyond. That's similar to what we discussed all year. The Ramban, in Parshas Emor, in the Ramban in Torah Sadam, in the Ramban, Muhammad Stafi Gimel, of Melechus Ocha Nefesh. Melechus Ocha Nefesh is not that Simchas Yantif is Doche, the Hagdari is Melechus Avoda, as opposed to Melechus Asuda. That means built in. Wow. So I'll tell you the following Kiddush. Maybe ironically, I would have said that, you know what? The greatest Heter is built in. That's tier one. Tier two is Hutra. Tier three is Dechulia. But you know what the Kiddush is? There's something that tier 2 has that tier 1 doesn't have. What's that? Hold Ishtar Yishtari. Hold Ishtar Yishtari. Arsa, hold Ishtar Yishtari. Wow. Let me give you an example. A person, let's say, is a Nazir. Can a Nazir be Matami the Krovian? Nope. That's Nisadaris. Good. So you're Yisrael, and you're a Nazir, and you're Knabim and Tami. No. What would you say if you're a Kohen who's a Nazir? Can a Kohen who is a Nazir be Matami the Grover? Yisrael can't be Matami the Grover. No? A Nazir. You're a Kohen, you can be Matami the Grover. I'll tell you, of course. You know what advantage the Kohen Nazir has for Krovim that the Yisrael Nazir does not have? Hovi Shtar Yishtri. A Kohen is not allowed to Kami the Krovim. Elamai, there's a Heter. Whoa, Kedushin Chafalev. Hovi Shtar Yishtri. And that would be crazy. No? Imagine. A Yisrael who's a Nazir is not Matami the Kohen, and a Kohen for Krovim, and a Kohen who's a Nazir is Matami the Krovim. That's wrong. Any Nazir, you're not Matame. What's wrong with saying it's wrong, but what's wrong with it to say that Hovi Yishtari Yishtari? You know what Rav Chanan writes, and what's wrong with it? The Rashi Brachas Nachav. That a Kohen for Krovim is not Hutra. Lo Nemra. The Isser of Tumas Kohen is not. If something is not within the pale of Isser, there's no Hovi Yishtari. Hovi Yishtari implies that there's a Matir, like Yifas Toar. There's something that's wrong here that the Torah permits. Maybe I can argue that the permitter, Ru, morphs and expands. But if there is no Matir, so that's really fascinating. Now, you have Dechuya, where you can't say Hov Yishtari Yishtari. Hutra, where you can say Hov Yishtari Yishtari. And a Dabar Yatsa Min HaKlal, Lo Nemra, in that way it's similar to Dechuya, that you can't say Hov Yishtari Yishtari, but really for opposite reasons, no? In the Chuy, it's because the matir is not strong enough. In a Dav Yatsam and a Klal, there's no matir. Hov Yishtari Yishtari is limited to Hutra. That's an important daughter. Oh, so we know there are different shitas when it comes to the heter of Ochon Nefesh. If you hold that there's no such iser, you're right, technically I can't say hov ishter ishter. If there's no iser, there's no iser. But if there is no iser, maybe I could argue there's no iser. Mitov shehut v'tzorach chutzanami shalosarach. If there's no iser, there's no iser. So mitov shehut v'tzorach chutzanami shalosarach. If you hold something as dechuya, well, no, dechuya you can't say. Mitov shehut v'tzorach chutzanami shalosarach. Dechuya never allows for that. Elamai, we do say mitov. You know, Poshup, you have to argue. There must be a makar. There must be something. Oh, you know what? Oh, lachem achotzarchechem. There must be a makar, because the starting point is that you're never going to say mitoch inherently when it comes to dechuya. And if we are saying mitoch, there must be some source for mitoch. Okay, d'irem yeochel, d'raivid lochem, okay, good. But if you hold, like the Ran, or like Tosus, the melachas ochon nefesh is hutra, oh, guess what? Hutra allows for hov ishter yishter. You know what another way of saying hov ishter v'yishter is? Mitoch shehut v'tzorach chutzanami shalosarach. That's exactly what mitoch is. Mitoch shehut. That's what the Melachos Yom Tov writes. Simon Beis. That if you hold that it's hutra, so guess what? So then it would apply the principle of mitoch. Mitoch. Wow. And the Melachos Yom Tov just goes a step further. We discussed in earlier shiurim. Even if you hold Ochon Nefesh is Hutra. But that's only true of Ochon Nefesh, because by essence, but it's not true of Chavches, Machshir Ochon Nefesh. Machshir Ochon Nefesh is only Dechuya. So even if you hold Melechus Ochon Nefesh as Mutter, even if it's Epshon Liba Erev, Machshir Ochon Nefesh is Mufurishin Gemara Chavches. That's only Mutter if it was Epshon Liba Yom. Why is there a difference between Ochon Nefesh and Machshir Ochon Nefesh? Even if only to grant that Ochon Nefesh is Hutra, Machshir Ochon Nefesh is only, there's only Dechuya. There's only Dechuya. And Dechuya doesn't work if it's Epshir L'Kayim Shnehem. Wow. So what's true of Ochon Nefesh is not true of Machshir Ochon Nefesh. Oh, you're asking the following question. Can I apply a principle of Mitoch to Machshir Ochon Nefesh? No. I can apply it to Ochon Nefesh because Hov Ishter Yishter, but that requires Hutra. Machshir Ochon Nefesh is not by essence it's Mutter. There you have to say, you know, it's not that Hashchaza Sasakim Hutra. It's the Tzorach Ochon Nefesh that's Matir, and that's the Matir B'Torah Stuchuya. And if you could have done it before Yantif, you must do it before Yantif. Oh, so therefore, you're not going to apply Mitov to Machshir Ochon Nefesh at all. No? That's an important application. No? Wow. So one could argue mitoch is based on either a davar yotzim and a klal, or one could argue it's based on a more technical hadar of hutra, and mitoch shehut to the Torah and shlo tzarach, because all v'ishter yishter. Wow. Now, depending on what the source of mitoch is, that somehow should reflect this critical machlokas here in our daf. What does shelo letzorach mean? What does shelo letzorach mean? Mitoch shehut letzorach, hutranami shelo letzorach. Typically, hut letzorach means the tzorach melechus ochon nefesh. Mitoch shehut letzorach ochon nefesh, hutranami shelo letzorach ochon nefesh, elu letzorach yantiv. Or does it mean literally lo letzorach? So there are many rishonim that seem to indicate really legamre, now lo letzorach. Lo letzorach. And that depends simply how you understand the Shakla Gittari of Ar Gemara. Of Ar Gemara, no? The Gemara says the following. How do you know the Machlokas Beis Lo Beis Shammai revolves on the concept of Mitoch? Maybe it's a very basic issue, but a very, very different issue, whether or not there's an Isra Chotzah on Yantif, whether there isn't. Well, we pointed out, Chotzah is a Malacha Geruha. How do you know that it applies beyond Shabbos? Okay. No, the Gemara says, if that really is true, that maybe Hotzah doesn't exist, so the Gemara says, if that really is true, that Maskit Rabbi Yosef, Elamiyata, Ein Erev Hotzah Yantiv, Liflugu Ba'avanim. why in the world are they arguing about lulav and katan and sefer Torah? All those things seem to be a compelling tzorech, even though it's not olam nefesh. If it really means you don't need a tzorech at all, so why can't they argue about transporting rocks? Lif lugu ba'avanim. What's poshup shan gemara? L'chon, I would say like Tulsa Sushita, that it is absolutely usher to carry rocks. Because if you're carrying rocks, you're violating Nisra Chotza. Okay? So the fact that no one says you're allowed to carry rock, that means everybody agrees there's Nisra Chotza. The machlokes is whether Chotza is lifted, b'malkam tzorech shlola tzorech ocho nefesh. But if there really is erev Chotza, you should be allowed to carry something which is absolutely not necessary. And that's absolutely not true. Carrying something unnecessary is Nisra Daraisa Chotza. Whoa. What's stunning is that's not how Rashi reads the Gemara. No? And my Mishnah writes, Aleph Dalet, that's not how the Rambam would read the Gemara. And the Ran, the Fav Med Aleph, Va'af Divri V'Alfis, Matin Kane. And it also seems that way from the Rif. Whoa. Meaning what? Something very, very unusual. If Chotza is mutter, it's mutter. But what if Chotza is really aser? But there's a heter mitoch. And the heter mitoch means shalom letzorech. And shalom letzorech means shalom letzorech. It doesn't mean tzorech this and not tzorech that. It doesn't mean you need a tzorech yantif or you need a tzorech mitzvah, but you don't need a tzorech ocho nefesh. It really means hutra shalom letzorech. Means shalom letzorech klal. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Sounds pretty incredible. But you know what? One possibility is chotza is not us. The other possibility is chotza is us, but it's mutter even shalom letzorech klal. L'may nafkamina, whether it's usr, but it's mutter shalom letzorech, or whether it's not usr at all, oh, Rashi writes the following. Does it make sense to have isuri drabanan shema yavli de chotza? If you're going to tell me that chotza doesn't exist, so really doesn't make sense to assume, don't do this because it could lead to chotza, and chotza is not forbidden. But if in principle chotza is asa, now I can understand that you can have isure drabanan shema yavli de chotza. Wow. So Rashi writes the following. If there's no Isra Chotza, there's no Isra Tiltul. But you're not allowed to be metaltal avanim. The fact that there's an Isra being metaltal avanim indicates that there must be an Isra Chotza. Because muktza is noveh, it's a function of Chotza. Where did Rashi get that from? That's a Gemara. No? Shabbos Kuf Kaf Dalet. The Gemara says, Tiltu Gufe, La Mishum Chotza. Isn't the reason the Chachamim forbid Tiltu? It is because it can lead to Chotza. The Ritva on that Sugya, Shabbos Kuf Kaf Dalet, Kol Tiltulim, all the Surim of Tiltu, Lasos Geder LaChotza Shabbos. Realize it is, Shami, oh, the Tosos Vedan Davches. If something is going to be mutter, letzorech ocho nefesh, chotza is mutter letzorech ocho nefesh, so tiltu muktza must be mutter letzorech ocho nefesh. Because if the whole reason tiltu muktza is aser is because shem yavadei chotza, if chotza is mutter, tiltu is going to mutter. Oh, and that was the tosus of pashtida, chesem and aleph. No, that's why you're allowed to go ahead and remove debris, ash, which tosus said was absolute nola gomor. And Nola Gomer is not Machlokas Ravina Rabbi Shimon. Everyone agrees it's a Zasser, but despite the fact there's an Isser Tiltel, you're allowed to be Matal to Muktza. The Tzarech Ocha Nefesh. Tulsa Dramaskam Rabbi Yehuda. No? Wow. So that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Wow. That Lifuga Bavana means the following. Why would the Chachamim be Gozer? That you're not allowed to go ahead and handle Avanim if there's no Isra Chotza. because tiltul is only yosim mishum hotzah. Wow. Why didn't Rashi confront the issue directly and say, carrying stones is nisadaris of hotzah? Now, how can you handle stones if there is no isra of hotzah? Oh, because apparently Rashi's of the opinion, Tosas immediately comments, no? That once you assume the principle of mitoch, well, you don't need a tzarech. So you're not going to violate this isra of hotzah. But nonetheless, if hotzah is among the isurei malacha of yantiv, so then it makes sense. One could be gozer. Well, that's like the Rashi, no? So the fact that there is such relationship, the tiltul is also mishum hotzah, okay, Rashi is mufurish. We saw in Tosfos and Nachas, the Sugya Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet. Oh, we saw that the Machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid. No. That Rambam and Per Chav Dalet, where the Rambam is so poetic. What's wrong with handling that which you don't need? On Shabbos and Yantet, the Rambam writes, you know what? You do so. You know what? You're going to create Shabbos Yantif, you're going to transform it into a Yom Chol. You're going to be handling all the things that you don't need. Well, so the Rambam is so poetic now about his Uvda Dachol, Shvis and Ikeres, and the Rabbit writes, like, what in the world? Shabbos Chul Chav Dalet. Tiltul Mox is a Gzeret Rambam Mishum Hotzah. Where did the Rambam get this whole philosophy from? We pointed out now early in the year, maybe there are different tiers, different takanos of Mukta. Some which are Asibataras Vazera, others where it's a preservation of Uvda Dachol. The Magen Mishnah writes that there are many different reasons that Mukta is Asa. Not only because of Otsah, but even as the Rambam so beautifully, beautifully, poetically writes. But what's stunning is the Sheet of Rashi, and that is Mitoch means Shalom Letzorech, Shalom Letzorech Klal. And therefore, if you carry rocks, there's no Isser Dereis of Otsah. You know, the Rashi was so bothered, but what's the calculation, no? What's the Chakir? Hotzah in principle is Asr, but in practice it's Mutter, in principle it's Mutter, no? You would still have a gzera ato hotzah if hotzah is mutter shelo letzorech. The Rashba calls us a davar v'ipucha, right? It and its opposite. No, it's also but it's always mutter. It's also but it's mutter shelo letzorech. How do you have such things? How do you have such things? Now, why in the world would that be? That's a stunning chiddush. Beis Yosef writes in Tavkuf Yud Ches that maybe even Rashi agrees as nisad rabbanan of shelo letzorech klal. Wow. But Mikra din daraisa, mitoch would allow for something which is even, shalol letzora klal, shalol letzora klal. Wow. Where exactly does this come from? There's something that's mutter shalol letzora klal. So I'll tell you the following, that does not fit well with the Ravid's mantra. After all, the Ravid said the source of mitoch is lachem, and lachem means lachol tzarchechem, like machshirin. Lachol tzarchechem is matzah shelo letzorech. That sounds very odd, no? Lachem means a ribui, that you know what, not only a tzarech al chanefesh, but yes, clearly midaraisa. Lachol tzarchechem. Doesn't seem to fit very well within the Ravid shita. Oh, the Yireyim. The Yireyim writes the following. What do you mean? Yeyachel nifal. Yeachel. Doesn't seem to fit in that well. Yeachel means not only tzorech achila, but it extends to hanas aguf. L'chol nefesh, it extends to hanas nefesh. Rashi, you don't need hanas aguf. You don't need hanas nefesh. Doesn't fit in well with the rain smoker. No, the rain smoker. Well, the Nitziv pointed out that maybe it's based on psukim. The Gemara suggested maybe you see from the psukim regarding Hotzah and Havara that these Yisurim don't exist. Okay, the Gemara says that's not true. Okay, but the next step. Maybe you do see from these psukim. For both when it comes to Hotzah and Havara, the Parah stresses Shabbos in the Antiflow, that there is an overarching hitter of mitoch. Oh, maybe that could be Rashi Shita. And that's a fascinating issue. What Rashi writes here, Shalol Letzorech, Rashi writes this when it comes to Hotzah. Is this necessarily true when it comes to other malachos? if you're going to argue that, you know what, that the Rashi is Chiddush, that Shalol, the Tzorah Klal is Mutter, Rashi says in the context of Otsah, you know, one could argue Enoch Hinami, like we discussed, Nitziv and Asugya, that Enoch Hinami, because when it comes uniquely to Otsah and Havara, the Torah stresses that Shabbos, as opposed to Yom Tov, not to the extreme that these Yisroel do not exist, but you know what, that there is an overarching concept of mitoch, mitoch. Or maybe one could argue that, you know what, Hov Yishtri Yishtri. Maybe one could argue Hutra, Hutra. Maybe one could argue Lon Emra. If this is labeled as a malacha which is not called Meleches Avod, it's called Meleches Asuda, so maybe it's not included in. So you can argue, maybe the Shita is like the Ramban. Maybe the Shita is, like Hov Yishtri Yishtri. Maybe one could argue, like the Nitziv, that you know what? The Psukim of Otsan Havara, that would limit Rashi's Kiddush. But admittedly, it doesn't fit in that well with the Raiv and the Ireim, because they clearly have Mekoros that demand a Tzorech. But again, Rashi Shita, that at least here, we're going to allow Shalol Tzorech. What does Shalol Tzorech mean? Shalol Tzorech Klau. You don't need any tzarech whatsoever. You don't need any tzarech whatsoever. It's as though these yisurim do not exist. So the Rashba points out a difficulty, you know? That, heich nimsa davar vipucha. Wow, that's the criticism of the Rashba. No. The iser is there, but it's paka. What in the world does that mean? No? To say the iser is there, but it only applies in this circumstance, not that circumstance, I get that. To say that you have an Isser, which is Mutter Shalol Tzorech Klal, what in the world does that mean? What exactly does that word mean? What would that indicate? What would it indicate? Now, Tosus raises the following kasha. Tosus Rav Halchi Garsina. We've dealt so many times the Sugim Sachim Daf Mem Vav Mabeis. A person is Ofi Mi Yanta Pachol. What do you Ofi Yanta Pachol? There's Malkas Dereis, Rav Chisda says. There's Malkas Dereis. Okay? And even though Rabbah disagrees, you know what Rabbah says? Only because of Hoil. And if Ho would not apply, Tosus, no? Besof Hayom? There'd be Malkas Daraisa. Let's say Ho doesn't apply. That Tosus, Abeis, Mabeis. Because no Orchim are going to come. It's not going to happen. And maybe Ho demands that. Maybe not. That's the Tosus. Now those words. Afila didan. Beis lebeis. There'd be Malkus. What do you mean Malkus? What about Mitoch? Mitoch shuhut shu tzorach nam shalom letzorach. Shalom letzorach. The Tosus is kasha, no? The Rosh is kasha, no? Nalef yirches. We discussed at length the sugya and Shabbos daf chaf da'al nebeis. Ein sorafim kodshim yantiv. Sreifas kodshim for whatever reason, is not a sufficient tzorech in order to allow you to do svanyantu. Sufficient tzorech? What do you mean? It's mutter shalol tzorech. What do you mean? Sreifas kodshim, for whatever reason, 4 days in Amaron. No? What the makar is. Sreifas kodshim is not enough. Not enough to do what? Not enough to meet the bar of shalol tzorech? Shalol tzorech? Maybe you'll tell me, sreifas kodshim is not called a tzorech hayom. But what in the world? No, it's not. You don't need a tzarech. You don't need a tzarech. Or, for example, the sugya. No, ksuvas gav zayin. You know what ochal nefesh means? Shovel ochal nefesh. Shovel ochal nefesh. So if you have something that's not shovel ochal nefesh, shovel ochal nefesh, it's something, you know, there's a class of people that are particular about this. But I would say, you know what, that's not, you know, how many people take showers regularly? You know, like, oh, that's, you know, atosis, no? Okay, you know? Mugmar, no? You know? Incense, no? How many homes do you walk in, it has to smell like, you know, incense is constantly burning. So the Gemara says, Mugmar is something which is in a shovel ochal nefesh. That's not part of ochal nefesh. Nefesh means, shovel ochal nefesh. The rain, nefesh also, hanasa nefesh, well, okay. So again, the Rosh is bothered. I understand that there's a threshold. You need a tzorech, So if something is, you know, you have to kind of be, you know, like one of these people to be so sensitive to that, that's not called a typical tzarich. You don't need a tzarich. You don't need a tzarich. So what's wrong with a tzarich? That's not shev l'cho nefesh. If you don't need a tzarich, if you don't need a tzarich, how can that possibly be? So what exactly does Rashi mean when Rashi says that, you know what, that this is mutter, even shalol l'tzarich. So if you take a look in Shita Mukabetzes, Vod Hiksar Hashva, Shita Mukabetzes doesn't provide all the detail, but the Shita Mukabetzes does write, look, if Hotzah does not exist whatsoever, so how in the world can you have a Gzeira Ata Hotzah that doesn't exist? But if Hotzah is Chashivi Malacha B'yante, and Isterach Rachman Lahatira, but there's a Heter, there's a Matir of Mitoch, so we can understand why the Chachamim would be Gozer in something where there's a Tircha Shelo L'tzarech. Okay. In other words, if in principle this or exists, I can understand there could be Gzeres. But here, Poshav Shah, what does it mean? What does it mean to say, you know, this or exists, but this or is lifted? So it's lifted. It's lifted categorically. It's lifted legamre. So how does that work within Rashi Shita? So the Shar HaMelech writes the following. This is found, the Shar HaMelech is in Hilchos Yamtiv, right? Perek Aleph, Alachadala, that's what the Rambam is. No? Divrei Maaseh Omnom. But take a look, the Shar HaMelech is very, very long. But take a look at that paragraph. The Shar HaMelech writes just like a basic yisod. You know what? That mitoch is not going to exceed the limitations of Ochon Efesh. What is true of Ochon Efesh is going to be true of mitoch. But mitoch, which is a secondary allowance, is not going to exceed the primary matir of Ochon Efesh. So if there are ever any limitations to Ochon Efesh, obviously, they cannot be allowed by mitoch. There's a tzorach of Ochon Efesh, and I can argue that, you know what, mitoch means that this also fits that category. This also fits the requirement of Ochon Efesh. But if there are cases where Ochon Efesh would be usser, there can be no possibility that is mutter al yedei mitoch. So for example, cooking for tomorrow. That's Ochon Efesh. No. Ochon Efesh has to be Ba'oso Hayom. There's no allowance to... I'm cooking. Yeah. But Ochon Efesh is only today's Ochon Efesh. It's not tomorrow's Ochon Efesh. No, that's obvious, no? Ofim Yom Tov Chol is Loke. Everybody agrees to that as Muskel Rishon. Or maybe Hoil, but every... And if it's not whole, of course you're okay. There's no allowance of Ochon Efesh for tomorrow's Achila. So there's no allowance of Mitoch for tomorrow's Tzorech. No one's going to disagree with that. No one's going to argue that Mitoch exceeds Ochon Efesh. So if there's a limitation, there's a cap. Whatever Ochon Efesh means today. Whatever Mitoch means, is going to be today. So Tzorech Machar, Shar HaMelech writes, is obviously a... Obviously, Asa Daraisa, according to Rashi. You can't argue Mitoch has a life of its own, Shelo L'tzarech. Or, for example, when we discussed at length, if Ochon Efesh is only the Tzarech Hedyot, and Ochon Efesh is not the Tzarech Gavoa, there can be no Mitoch L'tzarech Gavoa. Or, if Ochon Efesh is only the Tzarech Yisrael, and Lachem V'lo L'akum, there's no Mitoch L'tzarech Akum. And if Ochon Efesh is not lachem v'lo l'klavim, there's no mitoch l'tzarech klavim. And if Ochon Efesh is only shavah l'chon efesh, there's no mitoch which is in a shavah l'chon efesh. Wow. And I would add, Rashi, that if Ochon Efesh is only for today, it has to be a tzarech hayom, and it can't be l'tzarech machar. You know what I would just add? It also cannot be Litzorech Esmo. It's not Ochon Efesh if it's for tomorrow's party, And guess what? It's also not ochel nefesh if it could have been done yesterday. Because if it could have been done yesterday, that's yesterday's tzorech. That's not today's tzorech. Whatever limitation you are going to apply to ochel nefesh, mitoch cannot exceed the limitations of ochel nefesh, which is mufurish b'kra. So realize, whatever Rashi means, shalom l'tzorech, it does not mean l'tzorech machar, l'tzorech gavol, l'tzorech nachi, l'tzorech klavim, l'tzorech inushem l'kol, l'tzorech esmo. It doesn't mean any of those things. It means, when you look at the Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman's Biurim on Maseches Beis, Soloveitchik said the following, you know what? People can do things for unusual reasons, you know? Like unusual reasons, you know? You see a guy, like, he's twiddling his pen, you know? And you see a guy who's whatever, you know, like, how do you pass the time during Chavrus? You know, that's a, so you twiddle, so you do, like, whatever, you know? Like, you know, if I were to ask you, you know what, like, what exactly is the tzorech? I probably wouldn't be able to, you know, hit the nail on the button and say, what is the tzorech? Well, what do you mean? The tzorech is this, the tzorech is that, the tzorech. But clearly, you know, whatever it is, you know, like it flexes his muscles, it passes the time, you know, it's soothing, you know, it's like kind of cool, it's really not cool, you know, like all those types of things are, you know, ritzono lasosa, he's desirous of. Whatever the basis is, you know, you see these things like all the time, you know. One has to be careful, but even a klisha malach tol heter doesn't allow for tilto shalol tzarech. It doesn't allow for tilto. You know what? A klisha malach tol heter, you need tzarech guvo tzarech makomo. A klisha malach tol heter, you know what? You can even move it like mechamel itself, but you need a tzarech. So the Mishmur discusses at length. You know what? Is it so obvious that, you know what? All the, like, you know, playing around is mamish apps. You take your knife and you kind of like to hold it, you know. You're not engaged in exactly cutting the food, you know. You're playing with the fork, you know, like you're a little nervous, you know. Like this, you know, is it so obvious that all of that is nisra tolta muktza? Even a klisha malach de leheter has to be letzara gufo. Is the letzara gufo limited to using the fork to eat? Is it possible to argue certain kelim ketanim, even fidgeting, is considered to be like litzorech? Because you know what? Yeah, whatever the reason you're doing so, it's right. You're right. I can't be magdir that I'm doing it for the purpose of this mitzvah, that mitzvah. Yeah, but you're doing it because you're desirous of. You're desirous of. So Enochinami, Rashi writes that when you're going to use the principle mitoch, it means that you don't have to have the hagdara of Tzorech mitzvah, and lulav is litaltel, and sefer Torah is likros, and kata means mila. You don't have to develop a tzorech mitzvah, but rather ritzono shel adam lasoso is considered to be an ample tzorech. But if there is a clear tzorech, but it is beyond the cap of the tzorech machar, I'll tell you exactly why I'm doing it, because I'm having a party tomorrow. Even Rashi would agree that's not covered by shalol letzarech. Shalol letzarech. The tzarech has to be that which would constitute and consistent with the hadar of ochel nefesh. And if there's no allowance for machar, esmol, gavoa, nachri, klavim, emes shalol bakol, guess what? That applies when a kohen. In other words, it's not just in principle. Rashi holds that in theory, there's an ethereal Isra of Hotzah, but it's lifted in all circumstances. What do you, I'll just list off a half a dozen cases where Rashi agrees it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Rashi agrees it's an Issa D'Oraisa. That's enough to be gozer at Tilto Shalol Letzarech. All those cases. That's not Dover V'Ibucho. It's not a categorical lifting of an Issa. Although according to Rashi, no doubt, indeed, it's considered to be reduced. No doubt, it's considered to be that which is reduced. The Ran writes this mafurish. The Ran writes, and Daf Malach and Daf Yarif, that if a person is carrying the tzorech machar, there's no one who's going to say this is okay. Just like the Gemara says, if a person is ofen yantif l'chol, there's no one who's going to say that's okay. either you get Malkus Daraisa or in Aloka because of coverage of Hoil. But no one's going to say it's okay, regardless of what indeed you hold. That there is a Tinkle Kashita Kubetza, it's no Narsugya, not so simple. Shukrit says one possibility, the Duramask of Vachin Dasar Ashva, that Rabba in Rav Chista, Psach Mevav, obviously do not hold of Mitoch. That sounds so extreme, no? They obviously don't have Mitoch. Because if they held of Mitoch, what do you mean? Oh, if you're not to Pachos, should be Mutter. You can't be low, you have to come out to Holil. That one pasuk shukrets is against Rav Rishonim. Even if you're liberal in terms of the mitoch, yeah, but clearly, that there's limitation. There's a fascinating Rashba I wanted you to see. The Rashba is in Shabbos Afan Tesim Beis. The Rashba discusses what we had Beisham Ashita Chav Aleph Lebeis. No, that low. Yechem Adam Chamin Maraglo. You're not allowed to get heat up water on Yantif for the purpose of washing your limbs. Okay. Oh, we have two possibilities now. Maybe because that's mitoch, and now we mamish l'shitase. Beisil says yes. Beishamis says no. Or no. Pashup shat Rama. Beisil says, you know what? It's mutter. Forget about mitoch. It's mutter because that's all panevish mamish. Hanas al-guf is called Ochanefesh. Wow. Beis Shammai says, well, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go ahead and to heat up water, boil water for the purpose of washing. You can't do that. Eli im kain ru'uyin lishtiyah. Unless it's fit to drink. Who the Rashba? What does that mean? Ru'uyin lishtiyah. The only time you can go and boil this water if it's ruin nishtiyah. So you know what the Rashba writes? Don't misinterpret. Ruin nishtiyah does not mean in principle. If it's dirty water, you wouldn't use it to drink, but you use it to wash. Oh, okay, it's not ruin nishtiyah, but if it's clean water, you can go ahead and boil it up for the purpose of rachitza? Obviously not. You know what ruin nishtiyah means? It's fit to drink because you're going to drink it. It means shehucha malishtos. That's what ruin nishtiyah means. The only allowance to boil water is to drink, so it has to be drinkable water. It doesn't mean in principle, in practice. How do you know that's true? Maybe one could argue that when Beis Shammai says Ru'uyin Lishtiyah, you know what it means? Ru'uyin Lishtiyah. As long as in principle you could drink, maybe that's enough. So Rashi writes, that's impossible. You ready for this? You know what's that called? In principle? In principle, yes. That's called Hoil. That's called Hoil. You know what the Rashba writes? There's no way in the world that can mean this. You ready? Because Beis Shammai lestuhu mitoch, koshken lestuhu Hoil. Take a look at that Rashba. Now, if you don't agree with mitoch, there's no way in the world you can agree with Hoil. That's pretty fascinating, no? That's already a Rabbi Kaveh. Is that so obvious? There's one heter. Oh, which is mitoch, okay, Beitzer days. There's another heter, Psachin Av Memvav, which is Hoil. It would be absurd to think that you could agree to hold if you deny mitoch. Why exactly is that? So that's what you think about. That argument that the Rashi. Maybe one could argue that, look, no. You need it, Tzorach HaPanefesh. But Hoil, if it's Roy Lashtiya, that can be called, that can be labeled as Ocha Nefesh. No. The Rashba writes, Beishami lesna mitoch, koshken lesna hoil. Koshken lesna hoil. It's that we'll have to work on a bit, and then we'll, it's a shim. Once we'll finish, hopefully we'll finish this. But if you have time to chavrusa, Wednesday we'll finish the sugya, and then Mirtash on the next sugya, we will jump a little bit to Yadar Amar Aleph. Right, we'll do Tochein, Yadava Bezer Borer. Right, so if you can, make up the gap. We discussed already Tevil and Matnas Kaluna and so on, but go through that plot. Right, then it's a Shem and then pick up Yadava.